Wife wanted. Wife wanted.
Norman Howard is advertising for a wife. Another episode in Wife Wanted. Why did Norman Howard advertise for a wife? Why did he join 8 Get Acquainted clubs and call on 18 mystic healers and fortune tellers? That is the gripping problem his most intimate friend, Bob Nolan, is trying to solve.
Thousands of women continue to answer the Howard Want ad. Communication number 85 is from a woman in Nampa, Idaho.
Dear Mr. Howard, I am an old maid, but I'm really quite classy. I have rosy cheeks and deep, lovely dimples. I am 5'11", green-gray eyes, and I weigh 185 pounds. Nevertheless, I play tennis and ping-pong very well, and I can do everything that any college girl can do. But my parents are so old-fashioned. They think it a sin to even look at a funny paper on Sunday. They've held me down for 16 long years, and I just don't want to die single. I have finally decided, after due consideration, to be a modern girl. And I'd like so much to meet a handsome army captain, or a rich banker past 60 would be. I'll write more fully if I appeal to you. Address, Clara Mitchell, 44128 Main Street, Nampa, Idaho.
And here is the want ad which 9,000 women answered, including Clara Mitchell. I am 38 years old, have a $15,000 yearly income, don't drink, don't gamble, don't smoke, and don't even flirt. I am seeking a companion the unusual way. State your age, color of eyes, hair, and enclose your photograph with the first letter to Norman Howard, Box 49, Hollywood, California.
Dear Mr. Howard, would you be interested in a woman unlucky in marriage, but who really knows how to love? My first husband weighed over 200 pounds, but was like a balky mule. Number two had plenty of money, but only weighed 98. My third is a Choctaw Indian who is going blind and will be sent back to the reservation. But I'm not complaining. I get $150 monthly alimony from my first husband, $100 from my second, and I will inherit the Indian's allotment. So you see, I don't need your money. I have won 2 gold cups for having prize-winning legs, and my dressmaker says I have the most perfect figure she has ever gowned. Don't become engaged until you see my photograph. We'll mail one tomorrow. Tilly Cartwright, Apartment AB, 44 North Broadway, Detroit, Michigan.
Now we bring you the one ad which Viola Brown, a lonely music teacher, picked up one day in Dover, Delaware.
Are you lonely? Do you see other people smiling and happy and wonder why you cannot be that way? Do you want a full, rich, and peaceful life? If so, join the Golden Rule Celebrity Club and meet the right kind of people in a dignified way. All interviews strictly confidential. You never need be lonely again, for we offer an easy, dignified way to find true love and real companionship. Call and see Major Cato Braw, founder, Golden Rule Celebrity Club, Hilltop Plaza, Hollywood, California.
About 2 months later, the lure of that want ad and the California sunshine had brought Viola Brown to Hollywood.
Come right in. Major Cato Braw is the name. Won't you be seated?
Thank you.
Now, may I ask your name and where you come from?
Viola Brown. I'm from Dover, Delaware.
Mm-hmm. I presume you're interested in my club.
Oh, yes. I read your want ad. What is the membership fee?
Only $5. Nothing more. And your name and description will be printed in our social bulletin, which goes to over 500 gentlemen of the highest type.
Do the members give their real name?
Well, some of them do. And some use a pen name until they reach their choice. You see, I made a fortune in the oil fields and retired. But in my world travel, I met so many lonely people that I decided that helping them would be a worthy cause.
Yes.
This club is only a hobby with me.
Do any of the women really find a husband?
Oh, indeed they do. Why, only last week, the charming widow joined the club. And you know, she's being married next Monday to a retired banker from Chicago.
Oh.
You know, as a member of many prominent clubs, I'm able to offer strangers immediate contact with women and men of their heart's desire.
If I felt sure that I could meet the right man, Major, I'd join the club.
I promise absolute satisfaction or your money back. Now, isn't that fair?
Oh, I don't mind the $5. Well, I'm a stranger in Hollywood, and I do get very lonely at times.
Oh, I know. I used to be in the same situation myself, my dear. I know exactly how you feel. That's why I want to help you.
I've heard so much about the West that for many years I've planned to come to California, but now that I'm here, I find it very hard to meet the right kind of people.
Yes. Tell me, do you enjoy music or any certain form of recreation?
Yes, I'm very fond of music. And I like to dance and swim, but I want a good husband more than anything else.
Of course. You know, you're very charming, Miss Brown.
Thank you.
I will have no trouble finding the right man for you. Do you have an income?
Oh, yes. I own the Calvinby apartment and the Boyd building in Dover.
Am I?
Well, I also have a few government bonds. I'd say my income is about $800 a month.
Oh, my, you are quite fortunate. You know, you remind me of a dear friend who passed away only last year.
Oh.
Would you care to dine with me this evening?
But we just met. Don't you think this is a good thing?
Oh, not at all, not at all. This will give us an opportunity to discuss your likes and dislikes. And it will enable me to pick the right man.
Well, I don't suppose it would be any harm.
Oh, of course not. I shall call for you, say, 8 o'clock.
All right.
You know, I think you would enjoy seeing the floor show at the Paragocha. Hey, I'm busy right at the moment. I beg your pardon, yes, I'm quite busy.
The same old gag, Major. How much money are you getting out of this game?
Oh, now, you're getting very personal, madam. Now, please step outside. I will see you shortly.
Don't stare at me like that. I paid you $50 to meet one of your dignified members. But all you sent me was a drunken sailor, an insulting barber, and a one-eyed, bow-legged truck driver. What kind of a racket are you running, anyway?
I beg your pardon. This club is no racket. You are an unfit member.
No, numbskull, and talk to me like that.
No, calm yourself, please. Don't bring up the furniture. What in the world are you doing?
I want my $50 back, and I want it right now.
I think I'd better be going with you, then.
Oh, no, please don't. Now, wait. I can explain everything.
Oh, no, thank you, Major. I'm not interested in hearing your story. I understand all right.
I do.
The following morning, as we began reading the mail, Dorothy called my attention to a fancy letterhead from Trinidad, Colorado. 10 pals for everybody. Romance and real friends for both men and women. Sea rides at night, picnics, partisan, hideaway places, a charming brunette, dazzling blonde, or a gay divorcee, or a wealthy man. Any age, any size. All full of fun and waiting for the right companion to come along. Why not look these over?
Yeah, I am an attractive widow. Age 39, 5 foot three, gray eyes, and very pretty. Style is special. He is special. aristocratic, have 28 college diplomas, and a good income. No city dude for me. Yeah, yeah. I want a big, strong, healthy he-man. Mark your answer personnel to Frida Hansen, 722 Lockview Point Drive, Geneva, Wisconsin.
I am a well-groomed gentleman, age 57, 6 feet, weigh 190. I have dark, wavy hair, deep blue eyes, and I don't look much over 35. I own a townhouse and a country estate, and I am looking for an artistic, streamlined blonde, not over 20 and not afraid to go out after dark. She must be congenial and know how to act in society. I have had many love affairs, but none very serious. I must know a woman real well before I become engaged. I'm very chummy, affectionate, and a swell dresser. My address is Henry Chadwick, Private Box 219, care of Cheerful Charlie, Trinidad, Colorado.
Cheerful Charlie was a new angle. In writing Wife Wanted, a friend of the author joined many clubs in which strangers meet, and then posing as cowboy, politician, actor, musician, world traveler, even as a Bible student, he called on love schools, mystic healers, fortune tellers, bee joints, nudist colonies, and other cults. An authentic background. All names, however, in the story are fictitious, and any similarity in names with any person, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Yet each radio version of the story is so realistic that you will be comparing some of the incidents to what you may have seen happen in your own community. Don't miss a single episode of Robert E. Callahan's stirring and human drama involving men and women of today, Wife Wanted.